The first ever Red, White, and Brews Fest will be taking place on Celebration Plaza Saturday. I talked about the event with City of Sulphur Springs Director of Community Development, Shane Shepherd.
Right, we have at least 12 wineries. Well, we have 12 wineries is what we have. Some are local, like Crump Valley. Miranda Lambert's Red 55 will be here. The one from Greenville will be here. And I think they go as far as near Austin. Hmm. And then for the breweries, the restaurants are will be getting some kegs that will represent Texas brews. Like the Deep Ellum Brewery will be represented. Fransonia out of McKinney will be represented also. And so there's about 10 or 12 of those also.
So it'll be kind of set up on the sidewalk maybe for some tasting or something, and then, more inside of the places, the restaurants.
Right, it's kind of up to the restaurant. I think that a lot of them will have kegs on or near the sidewalk for tasting. And if you want to have a whole drink, you have to go inside. And then we have one other restaurant that's also participating with us. So the four downtown are Luvani's, Burger Grindhouse will be participating, Muddy Jake's and Bayou Jack's.
Okay. As far as going back to wine just a little bit, I'm sure they'll have all, you know, types of reds and whites that you can think of.
So this is a contest too, and the wineries take this contest very, very seriously. Now we're not as fancy to go like the best Merlot, best Cabernet, that kind of stuff, but what we're doing is the best dry red, sweet red, dry white, sweet white. And on this contest, we have some experts coming in. They're called sommeliers, and they're coming in from California, and they do judgings all over the United States. And so they'll be conducting these judgments, I guess, on the wine, the contest. And we also have Cicerone, which is a beer expert, tasting all the beers that are available to decide which beer should be the best beer at the show also. But with the sommeliers, which is also kind of interesting, is that we have a free seminar going on from noon until 1 right downtown. When people find the stage, these people will be up on the stage, and they'll be doing a wine tasting seminar, which is where you kind of swirl the wine, smell it, taste it, and they'll tell you what you're supposed to be looking for, and that's free to anybody who wants to come at noon, and will last about 1 hour.
All right. There'll be some bands playing also during those times.
There's a band called Jazz Melodies that they play soft jazz music, and they'll be playing on the stage for the entire festival. And then at nighttime, there's a blues band coming up as the show continues into the market.
KSST News.